Okay.
And how does going to the archaeological sites...
Okay, so what I'm saying is, we're not... Those villages don't necessarily have an archaeological or they don't have a physical history because they just started to exist. They might have a physical history as a seasonal camp in that seasonal round, but otherwise, no. All right. And many, for example, Tanacross would be a good example, formed around trading posts. All right. Or near trading posts, rather than any other reason for being there. And of course, so most of this happened in the very late 1800s or the early 1900s. So at any rate, there, you have to understand what a native village is, basically, and so you really, there's not a whole lot of prehistory necessarily associated with the location of the village. So, you know, some places you could go and you would find it. Other places you could go and you could dig up the whole area around the village and you'd never find so much as an arrowhead. Do you see what I mean? So there wasn't any way to contribute to the history of a village. First of all, we were never really near any of them. The only two aggregations of humanity that we came anywhere near were Coldfoot and Wiseman, and those are both mining, you know, gold rush things. But what it did do, what we learned is it contributed to the picture of the culture history of that area in Alaska that was by and large unknown, at least in the northern part of the state.